About a month ago, the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau invited the county's 8th grade students to the 25th annual Pocahontas County 8th grade business luncheon. This was more than a free lunch for these students who were preparing to enter high school. The event was held at Snowshoes Mountain Lodge Convention Center and resembled more of a business training convention than a school luncheon. The theme of this event had a strong emphasis on careers in the tourism industry, which industry just happens to generate one out of every four jobs in Pocahontas County. Unlike most luncheons, this event began at 10 a.m. with a greeting session in the ballroom where Kara Rose, the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, welcomed the students. Then the breakout sessions began with a 10:30 a.m. session titled Over the Mountains and Through the Woods, in which Sean Castle, the public relations specialist for the Snowshoe Mountain Resort, talked about the upcoming International Mountain Bike Association World Cup and all the tourism the event will bring to the county. At 11 a.m., Cindy Sandineau, Amy Coleman, Amy Mullins, and Kristen Beveridge of the Mon National Forest offered the students an overview of the many forest trades businesses. At 11:30 a.m., students were educated by Timothy Luce of Presidio Studios about how the content of the data they post on their social media can eventually affect both their being hired and possibly fired from future jobs in this new age of social media. At 12:05 p.m., Teresa Mullen talked to the students about the PCHS ProStart program she teaches and about the school's tourism club. At 12:30 p.m., the students, as well as visitors, including parents, attending business leaders, and school faculty, were treated to a formal lunch at the ballroom. Many of the students wore upscaled attire to the event, like they would to a real business convention luncheon, and they looked great. Following lunch, Patrick Cully McCurdy of the National Wild Turkey Foundation talked about the origins of the Wildlife Act, how wildlife is protected and supported by hunting and fishing license fees, and about how the National Wild Turkey Association went about restocking wild turkeys in West Virginia and across the nation. He said they quickly learned that when you breed turkeys in captivity, then release them into the wild, those birds have no fear of people. They also would offer little challenge for hunters. So to restock a truly wild turkey, they had to devise ways to net capture wild turkeys in areas where they were abundant and release them into areas where there were either no or very few wild turkeys. By doing this for many years, the state of West Virginia is now abundantly stocked with wild turkeys. McCurdy also talked about the bear populations. He said the bears here have been thriving. He said that the recent mountain bear study tagged and tattooed over 2,800 bears. He explained that the tags can be knocked off, but lip tattoos are permanent. McCurdy said each bear needs to consume 20,000 calories a day. Following the presentation, the students were verbally quizzed on what they had learned, with winners receiving door prizes. To get a feel for how the students felt about the luncheon, we interviewed Haley Spencer, an 8th grade student at Marlington Middle School. Did you enjoy the 8th grade luncheon?
I really did enjoy it. It's definitely not what I expected. I expected to just come and be in lectures all day, but it was actually very enjoyable. I learned about all the educational opportunities and all the job opportunities throughout Pocahontas County and how tourism affects our economy today.
Anything really great that you learned from it?
I learned more of what our county has to offer and more things that you can actually do to be involved in our county that I did not even know. Even though I've lived here my whole life, I did not know these things actually existed in our county.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
It was a very great opportunity to have, and it was very enjoyable. I got to meet some business people from our county and got to experience a whole new side of our county and everything there is to offer.
Great. You'll be going to high school next year, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.